Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast, where we hope to embolden you with discipline, personal growth, and abundance to live your most authentic life. To the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And we're very excited to have an in-studio guest with us today. Her name is Christy Carter. She is the executive director of Least of These.
So yes, welcome, Christy.
Thank you.
We're excited
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So tell our listeners and us a little bit about how you got to where you are, your position, and all of that.
Well, so I was working for a school, a graduate school here locally, and I was driving through Kansas one day on my way to see some students, and I was listening to Christian talk radio, and the person on the radio said, "What are you doing with your life? Are you doing what God wants you to do with it?" And in my mind, I'm driving through Kansas. And so when I came home, I told my husband that I really wanted to get into the nonprofit world. And I started with the kitchen, and then after about 4 or 5 years, I transferred down to Least of These in Christian County.
Okay. And how long has Least of These been in operation?
We've been in operation 26 years.
Okay. And in Christian County that whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
In Christian County. Now, we've switched from Nixa to Ozark, but yes, we have served
Christian County the whole time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've been with them for how long?
10 years.
Okay. Yes. And not always as executive director?
No. So okay. I started as the director of development and have worked my way into the executive director role. However, I'm still doing all of the fundraising. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about Least of These. Tell us what your mission is about the organization.
Okay.
And then you probably have some stats to give.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. Okay. So we are the only full-service food pantry serving Christian County. So we service only Christian County.
Okay.
We are a choice pantry. And what that means is families who come to us, they get to pick and choose what goes into their cabinets. And so we have a list of items that's kind of like a grocery list, and they can pick and choose what they want. And so we do that for two reasons. We do that because we don't want to eliminate waste, but also it provides a sense of dignity. So just as we get to pick and choose what we put in our cabinets at home and what our families will eat, we want our families that come to us to have that same access to food that we do. The other thing that we're a little different in is that when we provide food to families, we provide 5 to 7 days worth of food. So we're supplemental.
Okay.
Families can come to us once a month and they are receiving we do not just hand them a box of food and say, here's your food. We are giving out meat. We are giving out produce. We are giving out dairy items, so your milk, eggs, cheese, all of that, in addition to shelf-stable items.
Okay.
So, for example, right now, I'm super excited that we have fresh potatoes. So we've had fresh potatoes in November and December. So as families are coming to us and they're getting their food for the holidays, they get fresh potatoes and not just a box of potatoes from us.
Nice.
In November and December, we also provide them with a holiday meal. So they can pick either a ham or a turkey, and then they get all of the fixings for a traditional holiday meal.
Nice.
That's very nice.
Yes.
So where do your donations come from then?
So we are 100% funded by individuals, businesses, churches, grantors. We do not receive any government funding per se. We do hand out government commodities, but that's really all of the government funding that we really get.
Okay.
So we rely solely on donations and we have grown exponentially since I started 10 years ago. You know, I think we kind of talk about it. I think that 10 years ago, I think our annual budget was around $175,000. And we didn't count any of our donated food at that time, just so you know. But now we're at a $5.5 million organization.
Wow.
And so, yes.
That's huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've distributed over 2 million pounds of food already this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Just in Christian County.
How many families does that break down to? What
Well, we serve about 1,400 families a month.
Okay.
And in 2023, we served 15,500 families.
Okay.
So, and we're on track to do at least that many, if not more, this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I looked at your website and it said, and I don't know what these numbers are from, over 2 million pounds of food distributed. Mm-hmm. And over 45,000 mouths fed and 31,000 volunteer hours. So that tells me, wow. What's your staff like?
So we actually just recently hired 2 staff members. So we're now at a total of 8 staff.
Okay.
We ran at 5 for a long time, mm-hmm. And we're trying to finally get staffed back up where we need to be. But it takes 50 volunteers every time we open the doors. Mm. And so we have a steady set of about 300 volunteers who make it work.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm. Yes, it is. It's awesome because we allow them to give back, but they're also such an important part of our organization. I mean, we could not do what we do without them. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And so how many days a week is that, those volunteers
so
coming in?
So we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, okay. From about 8 until 11:30.
Okay.
And we do that throughout the month. We're open every week. And then we do a mobile distribution in 3 locations throughout the month.
Okay.
We go to the Chadwick, which is the far eastern side of the county, mm-hmm. and we do Spokane, which okay. is the southern end, mm-hmm. and then we go to Clever, which is the west side of the county.
Yeah.
And we do that because we had so many families from those outlying areas who were canceling their appointments because they didn't have the gas money to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go and we serve there. The other thing that we do is one evening a month, usually it's the third Thursday evening, we do an evening distribution for all of our working families.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest changes, I think, since I started to where we are today is the demographics of those that we're serving. Mm-hmm. When I started about 10 years ago, we had what you would consider someone who was what you would expect when you thought of somebody who needed help, needed food assistance. They needed a whole array of services.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have that today. But what we're seeing now are more dual income families than we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, and you have a couple who are making minimum wage, which is, I think, $15 mm-hmm. an hour still. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's say they're working full time.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a child who needs to go to daycare, and they have rent,
mm-hmm.
and they have gas money to get back and forth to work. There is not much left,
right.
When you think about that. Mm-hmm. And so those are the families that we've seen the biggest increase from. And they just really need us to help them with those 5 to 7 yeah. days because that's what's short at the month, yeah. end of the month.
You've paid all your bills.
Mm-hmm.
You've yeah. bought groceries once or twice, but they don't last all month.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to provide a family. Every time a family comes to us, they get a cart full of groceries. And again, with all of those items that we talked about, and then plus, you know, we have mm-hmm. an abundance of snacks or different things that we also give out.
Mm-hmm.
It costs us $64 each month to provide food for each family.
Okay.
So when you think about the last time you went to the grocery store and you spent $64, you probably did not get a mounding cart
Heavens
full of
no.
groceries.
Not
and
even for
so,
$164.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so we're super proud of the fact that with our relationships that we have and partnerships that we have, that we're able to provide families mm-hmm. a cart full of groceries. And if there's 5 or more in a family, they'll get 2 carts full of groceries because, you know, you
got
can't
more mouths
feed.
To feed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have more mouths to feed, exactly. So, and we're able to do that because of our partnerships, but also because of the donations that come in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's amazing. So what does a family have to do? I'm sure there is a system you have in place.
We do.
To become one of your families that gets to come once a month.
Number 1, you have to live in Christian County.
Of course.
And those are more USDA guidelines that we have to follow.
Yeah.
And so pantries are kind of determined on what service area, if they receive government commodities or not. Okay. So it's just easier. It's cleaner if we stay in Christian County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we do have an application process that's available online, and they fill that out. And after they complete their application, it comes to our director of client services, and she reviews the application. And then we have either Michelle Pierce, who is her name, the director of client services, or a volunteer will call the family back and say, we've reviewed your application. We want to get you scheduled. Here's what you need to do. You need to bring in your proof of residency and an ID for everybody over 18 in your house.
Okay.
And then we go through the food sheet with them. And so they get to pick and choose right there on the phone. And so when they come in, they check in at a little shed that we have set up. And from there, it kind of is like a Walmart pickup in a way.
Yeah, because that's what I'm picturing.
To a parking spot. We have volunteers that go out to those parking spots and talk to the family that is in the car, because a lot of times we've found that if people need food, they also probably need other resources. And so how can we help direct them to the other resources that are in the area? We don't provide all of those resources, but how can we help share the information of where they need to go? Something that's super important to me is, if somebody calls us and wants help, that we aren't saying, well, I think you need to call this person and this person and this person. And then they do, and they're still in the same position that they were in. And so it's very frustrating on their end, but it's also time consuming and a waste of resources, you know? So if you only have so many minutes on your phone, let's not waste them sending you all over the place.
I don't know if this is something, I've never asked this question, but I'm wondering, when you're talking about, you know, they go to the grocery store, they get some things, and then this is more of a supplemental thing. Is there a class for people that they can take to teach them how to make their food go further? Or like you were talking about fresh potatoes, I'm thinking fresh potatoes could go, you could make a jillion things with fresh potatoes, right? Versus a box of potatoes.
So,
is there any training or any classes like that?
We have different resources available. So when a family comes to us and they fill out their food sheet, it's for the next month. Okay. And so we give them, when they come then for that month of food, on their food sheet, let's say they wanted to make a turkey pot pie. We will have the items that they need marked with a certain notation for them, and then they will be able, when they come the next month, we'll give them the recipe to make those items.
Okay.
I love that.
So we give them about two or three recipes every month, but we also have recipes on our website. We partner with the Missouri Extension office, and they have tons of recipes. And so
because I think, you know, a lot of people I guess I shouldn't say that. I think about the people that I know that could probably use assistance. And I have a feeling that a lot of them are just drive-through McDonald's drive-through because it's inexpensive and they can feed a family for, I don't know, I'm single, so I can't, I don't know what it costs.
$29.
$29.
Yes. I bought McDonald's for my daughter and husband and the two kids yesterday. It was $29.
$29. Whereas you can provide food that will give them meals for 5 or 6 days or whatever for 64. So I think there's an education thing there that, that people need to be taught how they can eat better food and it goes much further than going through the drive-thru. We all know that sometimes it's just a matter of timing that we just, we got to do something quick. But
sometimes
if you,
you
can
just have to go through the
drive-thru. Yeah, exactly. But there is something to be said for fresher food and the way to stretch that food.
Right. And so we also will sometimes get very random things. And so when we do, we will make sure to say, hey, these are things that you can do. We'll pull up some recipes or ways to use certain certain items as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a great resource.
Yeah, it really is.
Because I wouldn't have thought of that question, but I also wouldn't have thought that you guys have already thought of that. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, but, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe even teaching people how to cook and how to put meals together.
Right. Yeah. And so one of the things that we do with a local station here in Springfield is we go on and we do a cooking segment with them, and we do it twice a month.
Awesome.
And when we do that, we pull items directly off the shelf in the pantry and we put together all the meals that we can put together, you know, and we cook those online so that we can say, here it is, here's how you make it.
Yeah.
So it's, it's really awesome.
Yeah, that is great.
So this time of year, what does that look like compared to other times of year?
Right.
You know, I know we all pay special attention maybe around the holiday time because people are wanting to make donations or give back. But what does a calendar year look like, at least of these?
Well, this time of year especially, we have an increase in need.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who are looking for extra food or food resources because they've got money tied up in other places.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so we always kind of anticipate that. During November and December, I talked about how we do a holiday meal bag.
Yes.
That holiday meal bag costs us like $30 per family to do, to provide a turkey and all of the fixins for a traditional meal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so money is a big thing for us this time of year. We have a very aggressive budget, and we know that going into the holidays. Mm-hmm. But I would say 75% of our overall budget is raised in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that's when people think about giving. And
I know.
That's,
yes.
And so as a nonprofit, we carry that into the next year, and then we'll run, I don't want to say in a deficit, but the accounting piece of it works.
Right.
We don't have a lot coming in January, but we are using money still from November and December. So that's why the year-end giving is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several nonprofits that run that way. Mm-hmm. And so money is obviously key for what we need to be able to do what we have to do. Our year-end goal is $754,000. And so
can you tell us how close you are to
that? We are still a ways from it.
Okay.
We're going to help you get some of that money.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So we had a great Giving Tuesday. We ran a huge Giving Tuesday campaign. Our goal was to raise $89,600 because that's what it costs to provide these meals, these families with food every month.
Mm.
And we raised a little over $50,000. So, but $50,000 in 24 hours is
that's
great.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes. So we're super excited about that part.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, the other thing that people are looking always for are how can they get tax credits or how can they get tax write-offs? We do have some neighborhood assistance tax credits right now for the state of Missouri. And so if you're interested in those, you can get in touch with me.
Okay.
And I'm sure we'll talk about how to get in touch with me.
Yeah, as we go through this. Yeah. So, Christy, talk about hunger in the Ozarks, about what you're seeing in numbers. Are they going up? Are they, how do we compare? Do you have anything like that?
Yes. So, I would say that our numbers are going up. So, for example, when you look at 39% of individuals served at least of these are ages 18 and under. And the other thing that they're considered food insecure. So food insecure is basically meaning that they don't know where their next meal is coming from. So we're seeing a big increase in kiddos under 18, which is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the other segment that we're also seeing a huge influx in is seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like we talked about this couple who make minimum wage. Think about this senior who lives on Social Security and they cannot change their income. They can't get a job because that will screw up their Social Security.
Right.
But their rent has doubled.
And
it's happening. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just in Christian County. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we see a lot of seniors coming to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a lady say to me the other day, thank you so much, because I didn't have to choose whether I was going to pay for my medicine or buy food. Mm-hmm. You know, they're using, you know, I've got several of them who say, I can stretch a can of soup for 3 days, mm-hmm. three meals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, 3 meals out of a can of soup, you know, yeah. that's right. crazy, but yeah. right. they're doing it. Yeah. They're doing it because they have to.
Yeah. Yeah. No choice.
Yeah. Childcare obviously is a big number. We are seeing, so a lot of people want to know how we compare to where we were with COVID. Mm-hmm. So with COVID, of course, we had big numbers come in. During COVID, we had a lot of people that were needing assistance. But our numbers, if you look at the first quarter of 2020 mm-hmm. versus the first quarter of 2024, mm-hmm. we were up 82%.
Wow.
Yeah, in the number of families that we're serving.
Mm. That's just in 4 years.
I know.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, you think about all of the extra money is gone. Mm-hmm. All of the, you know, the child tax credit is gone. Right. And, you know, right. all of those extras mm-hmm. that were in place.
And the rent going up.
Yes.
And the, yeah.
Cost of food, cost of living, cost everything. Of everything.
Right. Well, yeah. and, you know, we talk a lot about this in my office about, I would consider myself a middle class person. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you think about somebody who's in middle class or even the lower side of the middle class mm-hmm. sector. We can absorb if our groceries go up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can absorb if our gas goes up. We can even absorb if groceries go up. Mm-hmm. But if you have all three of those happening at the same time, in addition to sometimes think about your mortgage doubling or your rent doubling. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Would not be able to do it. And so that's what we're seeing right mm-hmm. now. And mm-hmm. so it's we kind of really don't know what to expect because mm-hmm. we really don't know where things are going to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, with it being an election year, that was also a crazy sure. time mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
But, yeah. you know, we just have to keep moving on and doing, you know, we every morning before we start distribution, the volunteers and staff and everybody kind of get together and we talk about what we're going to do for the day and how many we're going to serve and if there's any rules or, you know, things we need to follow.
Sure.
And today we really talked a lot about how it's really God's mission, and mm-hmm. we're just here to do His work and to be His hands and feet. Mm-hmm. And so people are ask me, aren't you freaking out about needing such a big number? Yes and no, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's my job mm-hmm. to go out and raise money.
Right.
But it's also, like, it's God's mission, and if mm-hmm. it's what if He wants to happen, it will happen,
right. mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely.
And so we just have to keep doing His work and being happy and joyful to those in need and sharing the light and love of Christ with everybody is kind of what we do. Yeah.
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 And, you know, I think I would want, I think, I'll get it out here in a second. I believe that it's important for us to talk about those who may need help one time mm-hmm. or two times and not having the embarrassment or the, like you said, we can probably absorb two or three things happening. Mm-hmm. But if life hands you a bunch of lemons all at the same time
exactly.
and you need help this month, it's there for you. It's
right.
not like you're signing up for a commitment that, and you're saying, I need right. you for indefinitely. And some people do, and there's no shame in that either.
Exactly.
But I would assume there's some people out there thinking, at this time of year, I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet and get food on the table and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's not an embarrassment or a shame thing to ask for it once.
It's not. And twice. So, you know, one of the things that I'm super proud of as an organization is the fact that we want to know the families who are coming to mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're coming to us and they only need our help once, okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
We're going to probably say to you, hey, come back next month mm-hmm. just to be on the safe side
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then call us later, mm-hmm. you know, if you need us again.
Yeah.
When somebody comes to us and says, I finally got that job, we celebrate with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then we say, don't walk away from us yet. Wait till you get your first paycheck.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we try really, really hard to always be uplifting and positive to families who come to us, because we never know. You know, any one of us could be in that situation any time. All it takes is a medical bill. All it takes is, you know, something happening, you know.
Losing a job suddenly.
Losing a job, your roof, you know, anything. You know, you think that you are covered and you think that you have everything in place as far as all your safety nets. But sometimes they don't always come through. And so that's what we're here for. We're here to help those who need it. And so, yeah, if somebody's out there and they're listening and they're like, we don't know how to do this, and if you don't live in Christian County, call us. We'll help you find a pantry that's close to you. You know, we get calls all the time from all over the U.S.
I bet.
We do.
So give us the information of how somebody can help now. And then we're going to segue into another topic. So and we will also cover this at the end as well. So what are the best ways for somebody to get in touch with you if they have a need or to give?
So you can go to our website, which is leastofthesefoodpantry.org, and there is a tab at the top that says need assistance, and so you can click on that and fill out an application right there online, and someone will call you back. If you want to make a donation, you can make a donation online, same website, or you can send us a check at 1720 James River Road in Ozark, Missouri, 65721. We also have, you know, we can accept donations through Venmo or PayPal. We also have all of that set up as well. So people can make donations several different ways. If you're interested in tax credits, you can reach out to me, and our email is really long, but you can go to info@leastofthesefoodpantry.org. And we'll get back in touch with you.
Awesome.
And we'll put all of that in the show notes so that you have it there. And I will say that I checked the website out before you came in today, and there's lots of information on there. You've got a great FAQ section, and it kind of talks you through how to donate, how to give, how to get food, that kind of thing. So great website, and it'll walk you through it. So, Christy, you're leading this organization. You know, we talk about leadership all the time on the podcast, and what that means. And so I'm curious about really maybe talk to us about mentors. Who you've had in your life that has mentored you? Because running a nonprofit is a big task. It's a big ask. And so you have a big job. And just curious about mentors that you've had in terms of leadership.
Well, I have had several different mentors through this process, and we were actually talking about Kippy Coots.
We
worked for Kippy Coots. But she was a great mentor when I first started in the nonprofit world, because I really had no idea. And she kind of showed me the ropes and kind of walked me through how to, you know, how to do a fundraiser and how to ask for money and how to do those kind of things. And then I would say now I have several different women that I meet with regularly, and we talk about different things. I have been part of Greater Missouri Leadership, which is an awesome organization that brings women, and they go all around the state and learn all about the state and what we're doing in the state and how women leaders are so important in what we're doing, all the way from government to farming to everything. It's really kind of a cool program. Right now I'm going through Leadership Springfield, which is so fun. Yes, super excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really enjoying my time there. And so, you know, the biggest thing I would say is it's so important to surround yourself with people who... they don't have to think like you. They don't have to look like you. They don't have to act like you. But as long, you know, that they're going to support you and be there for you even when you're not there. And so a lot of people think in the nonprofit world that it's a competition. And in the way it is, I mean, we're all competitive for the same dollars, right? There's still only so much money to go around. But, you know, I have had so many leaders in the nonprofit world who have said, we're not competing. We're here to help each other. And yes, you serve kids and you serve families and you serve men and you serve women and, you know, all of these different things. We kind of each have our own niche, but yes, we're competing for dollars, but in the grand scheme of things, we're all here to make our area and our community better. And so how can we work together? And that's so important. And that's probably one of the biggest leadership, you know, one of the biggest things in leadership, I think, that you can look at is we're not in this to go toe to toe with somebody else.
Else that's trying to raise money.
Exactly.
Right. And there's so many great, I hear this all the time, we are a giving community. We really are in Southwest Missouri. But the one thing we don't want to do is duplicate, right?
Right.
If you have names and numbers of other organizations that can help the people that come to your food pantry so that you're not doubling up efforts. You're staying in your lane, right?
Absolutely.
And that's really, I think, really important for us to understand about nonprofits is that, you know, we just want to try to stay in your lane and know about all the different nonprofits that there are. And those of us in the business community, it's important for us to understand because we may be helping a family move into Southwest Missouri as realtors. And perhaps, hopefully, they, you know, if they ever have a need, we and they would call us because we're a resource for them, we can help them if they have any. That's why it's important for all of us to know about the great work that you're doing.
Yes. Well, you know, it's one of those things that we constantly look at and, you know, are we fulfilling our mission? Are we staying within the guidelines of our mission? And that's feeding people. Our goal is to help people go from food insecure to self-sustainable. And we can't do it alone. We have to utilize and help, use the resources that are available, not only to us, but to the families as well.
Sure.
You know, so if somebody sues us and they have a housing issue or they need housing or they need a job, we aren't going to say, oh, I know where, I don't have the housing resource, but I know the person you need to call.
Right.
Right. Is the housing resource.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a nonprofit world and we're leaders in a real estate world. I feel like in a nonprofit world, your leadership to those around you, and that is your staff who works with you, your volunteers who work under you, and all of those families that come in and see you leading this organization. Plus, I told you when I came in, I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
Because you're always on TV in a 417 magazine or somewhere.
Enough.
You probably have different leadership lessons than Angie and I do. So what are you teaching those around you? What are those leadership lessons that you've learned while working in the nonprofit world that now you want to bestow on those that you get to meet and be friends with and mentor?
Right.
I would say the biggest thing, and I don't know really if it's that different, it's just different people.
Yeah.
Different, you know.
Different role.
But communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been the executive director for 4 years, but I've learned a lot in 4 years. And it's amazing that people do not think that my staff, my volunteers, they don't think exactly like me, and they wouldn't do it exactly like
sure.
me. And I've been learning a lot, especially lately, to let go of some things because I can't continue to do all of the behind-the-scenes stuff and be the face and raise money and do all of those things. And so, I've said to my staff many times, if we can let a volunteer or if we can let somebody else take the reins on this project or on that project, or if I can let them take the reins on my project, right? We get 85% like good, we're winning. Yes. You know what I mean? Because we're allowing others to be involved. And so I would say communication, your expectations are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then your follow-up is also clear. I think it's super important to celebrate the wins, especially in the nonprofit world, because I think sometimes we feel beat down a lot.
Sure.
And so making sure that we're celebrating the wins and keep moving forward, but we have to take time to celebrate the
wins and be clear in our communication.
Yeah, that's great. And you said you have over 300 volunteers. Mm-hmm. And those volunteers don't have to be there.
No.
So they could, yeah, if they just had the time to volunteer, they could volunteer to any number of, right, of places. Mm-hmm. And so your job as a leader is to make sure that, as you said, the wins are celebrated, that you're creating a culture there where they feel needed and wanted and want to come back.
Right.
I would think that's a little bit different challenge than those of us in the business world where we're paying people to be there, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, so that's got to be a little bit of a challenge, and I'm sure that you measure, you know, your turnover. You're always going to have people leave for whatever reason,
right,
but mm-hmm, you want to try to maintain that, mm-hmm, that type of culture and communication and all the things, mm-hmm, that you said so that those volunteers want to come to you.
Absolutely, and our volunteers are amazing. I love them so much. They're willing to do whatever needs, yeah, to be done,
mm-hmm,
but we're like a family. We, yeah, really are. I had somebody come up to me today and say, hey, I haven't seen so-and-so in a while. Where are they? What is going on with, mm-hmm, them? And so, you, yeah, know, I'm reaching out to them saying, where are you?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're having those conversations and talking about, yeah, you know, but again, it's, we have so much fun and it's really like a big family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't mention that. How can someone sign up to be a volunteer?
Mm, yeah.
They can go to our website. We also on our website have several ways you can fill out an application to be a volunteer, but there are, okay, also little videos on our website that show, oh, different jobs that we do.
Okay.
So if you want to be a shopper, and, mm-hmm, it's kind of like a personal shopper,
yeah,
only the best part about it...
You'd be great at that, Angie.
Yes, is, yeah, that we set up our shelves to align with our food sheet. So it's not like where you go to the grocery store and you have to wander from this, mm-hmm, end to this, yeah, end to this, mm-hmm, end. It is all right there in line.
Nice.
So yes,
yeah, yeah,
come on,
save,
we would love to have you. Yes. So, but you know, I've also got volunteers that are in their 80s that are standing outside in the parking lot in January, mm-hmm, and they love,
wow,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could never pay them, mm-hmm, what they're worth.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Is there any other things that you want the public to know about Least of These?
I just, you know, I would say that if you're interested in Least of These, we would love to give you a tour. We would love, okay, for people to come by and see what we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because our building looks small from the outside, but it's actually really big.
Yeah.
And the amount of food that we're distributing and the... how it works, and it's very much, I've heard many times that it's like a well-oiled machine, and that's credit to my staff,
sure,
and the volunteers,
mm-hmm,
I mean,
yep,
mm-hmm, really, but it's just, it's awesome, and I would love to show it to you and show you what we do and,
yeah,
figure out how
great
we can
idea
partner,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
if you want to,
yeah,
do a hygiene drive, or you want to do a,
yeah,
food,
mm,
drive, or, mm, if you want to do a food collection or whatever,
yeah.
I would love to be able to talk about ways that we can get involved,
okay,
and be partners.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Christy, I have one final question for you. If you were driving, as you're driving back to Christian County today,
mm-hmm,
and if you were listening to that same Christian radio and that question was asked, would your answer be different today?
It would be. It would be.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
Great.
It would,
yeah,
be.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good note to end on.
Yes.
God,
yeah,
was saying, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you,
yeah,
somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a
and
good thing
listened.
I was in Kansas because I probably would not have listened.
Right.
I mean, in the middle of,
exactly,
no other option.
You are,
yes,
right where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want to say thank you to Christy Carter. And be sure you visit the website. Say it again, Christy.
Leastofthesefoodpantry.org.
Okay. And there will be a QR code on there. There's,
yes,
several different ways you can
give,
donate,
mm-hmm,
and you can also sign up to be a family if you are a family in need,
mm-hmm,
and you can also sign up to be a volunteer there.
Yes, mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay,
thank you so much,
thank
for having
you
me.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure,
yeah,
to meet,
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Gershwin Mortgage, as always, for letting us record here, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you.